All right, Max Inc. Radio, we are back. My name is Rocker, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. And right now, we have our next sponsor for Max Inc. Radio is Downers Distilling. And it's a family-owned distillery here in Cottage Grove. And on the phone with us right now is Abby Abramovich, and she's one of the owners of Downers Distilling. Abby, are you on the line with us?
Hello.
Hello, Abby, are you there?
Yep.
How are you doing tonight? You're on Max Inc. Radio. Welcome.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Now, Downers Distilling started back in 2018. Abby, you and your husband and a friend, Ryan, started the distillery. I was wondering if you could give me a little backstory. How did you and your husband, Nick, get to Madison and decide to start a distillery?
Sure. So, Nick is from Wisconsin. I'm from Eastern Iowa. And he went to UW-Madison for chemical engineering. I actually went to Iowa State for chemical engineering. And we knew we kind of always wanted to get back to Madison to be close to family. We had worked in Texas and Illinois for a while. And eventually we were able to get up here. And it's always been kind of a passion of Nick's to do home brewing. And he's always talked about starting like a brewery or something along those lines. And we met some folks doing that had started a distillery out of Sun Prairie as their second jobs, kind of their side hustle. And we just kind of thought, you know, said to ourselves, well, why have we never thought about distilling? That's literally what our experience is in, rather than brewing like industrially. And
right.
And we kind of just took the plunge from there.
Wow. So tell me about the distillery. It's out in Cottage Grove and you have a beer garden. Tell me a little bit about your distillery.
Yeah. So we are open year round, 12 months a year. We have our indoor space. That's our tasting room where you can come get custom cocktails with all the different products we make. We rotate the menu really often. And then once it's nicer outside, generally, obviously, whenever you're going to want to sit outside, kind of in that March through October time frame, we have an 11,000 square foot outdoor cocktail garden.
Wow.
Where we do all sorts of different events, from live music to we're going to be having new, a huge variety this year that we haven't done before, including an upcoming Bloody Mary Fest that'll be an outside event held in March. We're going to have a bike night. We're going to have, you know, continue the live music plan. But we're going to do a lot more this year as well.
Wow. It sounds like a full schedule coming up for this spring and summer. Now, you also have like a kiddie playground in your outdoor cocktail garden, don't you?
Yes, we do. We are very family friendly. We do have a playground. We literally have some customers that their children call it the Downdrins Park. And to be honest, that was our entire objective with the outdoor cocktail garden.
Wow.
Like, it's 2,000 square feet of garden beds. We have a stage. There's a big grassy area where people just bring, like, blankets and chairs, lawn chairs. There's a pretty good-sized kids' playground and then lots of picnic tables and chairs spread out. So it's really just meant to be a comfortable place where people can come, bring their families if they have them, or meet with their friends and hang out. And we're just kind of open to a large variety of you know, customers. So yeah, it's a really cool space that we really are proud of.
And where does the Downdrins name come from?
Sure. So Downdrins is an Old English term that means afternoon drinking. So you would partake in Downdrins.
I love it. That sounds great. Now you have the first annual Downdrins Bloody Mary Fest coming up March 26th. Tell us a little bit about your first annual Bloody Mary Fest.
Sure. So I'm super excited about this. So it's going to be from 11 to 2 on Saturday, March 26th. Everybody that buys a ticket, it's a ticketed event, 21 plus. Everybody's going to get a little custom tasting glass and there's going to be 20 to 25 different bars and restaurants that have booths set up with their own custom bloodies made with the Downdrin spirits of their choice. And then you basically, you go around and get little 2-ounce samples of, you know, all of these different bloodies. And at the end of it, you vote for your favorite bloody of the day. And there's going to be a DJ, live music going on. There's going to be Little John's out serving food, kind of fundraising for their cause. It's going to be a really good time. And there's also going to be beer chasers from a couple different local breweries. So I'm really excited. It's going to be a great time.
Now, how can people purchase tickets for this event?
Sure. So you can find out more information on our website, which is downdrins.com. That's downdrins.com. And through that website, then there's a link to where you can buy tickets for our event and get, you know, kind of the full scoop from there. We're also selling kind of VIP tickets that you get an extra hour at the event ahead of, you know, the rest of everybody else coming, and a t-shirt. So, yeah, it's going to be a really good time, and you can find out all the information on our website.
And that's downdrins.com. Well, Abby, thanks so much for taking the time out to tell us all about Downdrins and the new Bloody Mary Fest that's going to be happening on March 26th at Downdrins Distillery.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we'll bring you back and we'll check you back in a couple weeks to see how it's going. But right now, let's listen to a little bit of brand new Kirsty Crouse. This is Bird. Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio, 92.7 WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM The Shaw.
Thought I could be affected by your criticism, poisoned by your cynicism, lies in the shine inside of me. Been living in a shadow of clouds, but this is my philosophy now. Hey, hey, I grit my teeth and barely forget it. You ain't even strong enough to steal my pride. Shit, don't dominate it, share it with somebody else who wants to waste their time. Every breath is my currency. Spend it on the positive, loving how I'm dropping it. I let it fly, spread wings. Only in my head and my dreams. Ring between the pointer and ring. Hey, hey. I grit my teeth and barely forget it. You ain't even strong enough to steal my pride. Shit, don't dominate it, share it with somebody else who wants to waste their time. Every breath is my currency. Spend it on the positive, loving how I'm dropping it. Bye.
Unplug with the Devil and listen to the local music and interviews with Max Inc. Saturdays at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Devil's Doorbell. Weekends are for local music with Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Take things slow with me. Honestly, I'm just as scared as you. The closer you get to my heart, the worse the pain could be. If your love was ever untrue. So baby, let's take it easy. We can do whatever you wanna do. Your approach has always been smarter than mine. If you want some space all to yourself, now that's fine by me. Cause the greatest gifts are ones that come with time. That's all I need. And that's all I need. Never would have guessed that what I've been looking for all along might have been right before my eyes. 'Cause now that you're free, it's bringing me a little bit of sanity. 'Cause you've always been right in the back of my mind. And I think it's clear the way I feel about you, baby. I've never been all that hard to read. So honey, if you want to breathe, then you know you can talk to me. 'Cause as long as you feel just like I do, it's all I need, and it's all I need. Just a little time with you is all I need. That's all I need. Time with you is all I need.
All I need, that's Lee Albertoni and the Convictions here on Max Inc. Radio. Kudasai, America, before that, and the Jimmies ain't seen nothing yet. We got plenty to come tonight. Saxon, Biff Bifford, I interviewed him. I'm going to play that here after 7:30. We'll get a little heavy for a little bit. We also have coming up the Lower Fifth and Bradley Fish. Lots of stuff, and Soggy Prairie in the Devil's Lair.